Lawmakers in New York State find themselves in a familiar position. They're entering the final hours of a legislative session with some major business still unresolved. One of those outstanding issues is a cap on property taxes. NPR's Joel Rose explains why the New York State legislature is having such a hard time finding common ground.
From Brooklyn to Buffalo, there's one thing all New Yorkers seem to agree on. Living in the state is expensive. Too expensive. In case you'd forgotten, this is the state that gave the world Jimmy McMillan of the Rent is Too Damn High party.
There's nowhere to go. Once again, why? You said it, the rent is too damn high.
McMillan wasn't much of a factor in last year's gubernatorial election, but the man who won, Governor Andrew Cuomo, is taking housing costs seriously. Cuomo made property tax reform one of the centerpieces of his first-year agenda. And a few weeks ago, the Democratic governor announced a tentative deal to cap local property tax hikes in the state at 2%.
This agreement is a big deal. I can't tell you how many times someone has come up to me and said, you have to do something about property taxes. I just can't afford to stay in my home anymore. Today, we're saying we have an agreement to finally do something about it.
The agreement hinges on a classic New York political deal, which is to say a compromise between upstate and New York City. Suburban and rural interests get property tax reform, while city lawmakers get an extension of rent control laws. Without those laws, rents would skyrocket for hundreds of thousands of low and moderate income New Yorkers. And with rent control laws set to expire tomorrow, the compromise shows signs of fraying. State Senator Bill Perkins from Harlem and other Democrats want to expand rent control.
We're pushing for more. We will not be satisfied with just an extension. We are hopeful that the governor will step up to the plate and give us the kind of strong rent law that protects New Yorkers.
Without strong rent control, New York City lawmakers say they will not support the governor's cap on local property taxes. Polls show that the tax cap is popular, with more than a third of New Yorkers saying it's the most important item on the legislative agenda this session, ahead of ethics reform or same-sex marriage. But opponents of the cap say those numbers can be misleading.
People don't understand that the negative consequence this will have on the quality of their schools, and the more that people hear about it, the less popular it gets.
Billy Easton directs the Alliance for Quality Education. He says wealthy school districts in New York already outspend poor districts by a margin of 2-1. He's afraid the tax cap will lead to even fewer teachers and resources for the poorest school districts in the state. That also worries Mark Mishler, a parent who sent two kids to public schools in Albany.
The state is trying to say that we expect you to close the achievement gap, but we're not going to give you the resources to do that. And we're also going to tell you you can't raise the resources in other ways. And they're really creating a no-win situation.
One potential winner in the tax cap debate is the business community. Heather Brichetti with the Business Council of New York State says the proposed cap would help companies stay competitive with those in other states.
Businesses need to know what their expenditures are going to be from one year to the next. And if you have a jump in real property taxes, it makes it very difficult for them to plan expansions, to add jobs. It is a big deal, and it also provides some predictability.
That is, if Governor Andrew Cuomo can hold his fragile upstate-downstate compromise together. Joel Rose, NPR News.
This is NPR News.